Measuring yourself is easy in some respects, like your age, your height, your weight, but not so easy in others, like your character, integrity, and maturity. But those are the real measurements we should be focusing on. Your quantitative info doesn't define who you are, it's your qualitative info that does. But growth doesn't just happen. It takes intentional accountability on your part. So welcome to The Measuring Post, a place where we can learn and grow together.
Hello and welcome to another edition of The Measuring Post. This is Joe Massa, the host of The Measuring Post, a place where we can learn and grow together. Today, I've got a very special guest. He's actually a neighbor of mine who lives across the street. This young man who is sitting to my left, this very handsome young man in the Tom Brady jersey, even though we are not Buccaneers fans in this household, but he likes Tom Brady. That's okay. This is Mr. Jacob Griego. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, thanks for coming on The Measuring Post.
It's an honor to be on this podcast.
Yeah, thank you for taking the time out of your day to do this with me. And we're going to talk with Jacob today regarding the loss of not only his mom, but also his father. So at a very young age, at 23 now?
Well, 24 now.
24. I've known you for almost 10 years now.
Yeah.
We moved in June of 2015 into this house, and you and all your brothers and sisters were all little guys, and my kids were real little and used to run the street.
Remember,
and it was fun to watch you guys actually pretend to be Tom Brady and play football. And, you know, I never had the privilege of meeting your mother. She was gone before I met you guys and before we moved in here. So what year was it when your mom passed?
She passed away in 2007.
2007. Mm-hmm. And what was the cause of that?
Skin cancer.
Skin cancer. Okay. Yeah. So obviously you were pretty young back then. And you also come from a very large family.
Yeah.
Right? So there's like literally a football team of you guys over there. So how many siblings do you have?
There's eight of us total.
Eight total, and you're kind of right in the middle of the pack.
Yeah.
Yeah, so all the girls are older, and you have one older brother.
Yep.
And then younger brother, Daniel, who's in the Marines right now, and your youngest brother, Michael.
Yep.
And you guys are all living across the street still, and who all lives in that house with you now?
It's me, Michael, his fiance now.
Congratulations, fiance as of yesterday.
Yep. My older sister, Ariana, and then my other sister, Hannah.
Okay. And where are the other siblings at? I know your older brother lives. Is he still out of state?
No, he moved back last year.
Okay, cool.
So he lives off of Buckley by the Air Force Base.
Oh, nice. Yeah, so not too far off. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So kind of what's the dynamic now in your household? Obviously, your father passed away 2 years ago now. And he had been battling with some health issues for a while. So give us a little bit of breakdown on that.
On like how he looked.
Yeah, what was the health struggles he was facing?
He had depression, anxiety, he was an alcoholic, it was very hard to deal with it when he isolated himself most of the time in his room by drinking all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very hard and difficult to deal with that, especially at a young age.
Yeah, so did he have complications of liver failure or what was?
He did have liver failure three or four years ago prior to it.
Okay.
And then he went to the hospital and then all of a sudden it cleared. I think that because God saved him because of that.
Absolutely. Yeah, so again, passed about 2 years ago, and I remember the day, you know, you told us about that. Obviously very heartbreaking, but to that degree, I'm sure that put a lot of stress on you as kind of the oldest brother in the house still at the time. You know, your oldest brother was gone. A lot of your sisters had moved out. What sort of ways did you cope with that as far as like now you have to take over his responsibility of making sure the mortgage is paid, making sure the house is taken care of, and, you know, sort of helping your brothers finish out high school and some of the things that they had to do. So, you know, what was that experience like as far as how did you cope with that? Just, you know, figuring out where to start.
Actually, it was very hard for me to figure out coping mechanisms for that because, I guess, me and my dad were very close. I used to be his caregiver. I used to take him to his appointments and all that. So I was pretty much his caregiver, like I said. But when he passed, it was very hard for me to deal with it. I was lost. I had no idea what to do because he kind of helped me in a way to help him in a way. So it was very difficult. So maybe 6 months into his passing, when he passed and then 6 months after, it was very hard. Like I didn't want to do anything, didn't want to get up out of bed. I was a jerk to everybody around me.
Yeah, so, kind of lashing out.
Yeah, lashing out on everybody. So it was very, very difficult. for me to deal with it.
You know, and rightfully so. I know going through something like that is extremely traumatic, and it's one of those things that you can't prepare for, even if you know it's coming. Like if you have a sick family member and you know that this is a possibility, it still takes the wind out of you when it happens. So, you know, I commend you on not only finding a way to push through that, but you actually done a lot of really great things since then. Like you're now working full time and you're actually going back to school right now, aren't you?
Yes,
to increase. So what are you doing right now for employment?
Right now I am a CNA, a medical rehab facility.
Awesome, brother.
It's hard work, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Long hours, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So what are you doing school wise to like increase that?
So I'm going to school in January to get my nursing degree.
Very cool. And do you have any sort of like area of focus you want to be on, like mental health, or are you focusing on like children? Or
I kind of want to do maybe mainly hospital for now.
Yeah.
And then work my way up to do traveling nurse.
Traveling nurse. Yeah. I've known a couple of those and they can make some bank. But again, it's a lot of hard work and you definitely have to have kind of tough skin, you know,
yeah,
to do that. And, you know, I think losing both parents at such a young age, obviously your mother much younger, but that probably does thicken your skin a little bit, mm-hmm, as you've seen it happen, yeah, twice now. So when you're in a hospital setting, you're obviously going to have loss.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, my wife for a while actually worked at Children's Hospital and she only made about 6 months because she just could not cope with, mm-hmm, losing, you know, like patients that you grow attached to.
Yeah.
So it definitely takes a very unique personality, mm-hmm, and, you know, ability to handle that sort of thing. You know, I love that we've gotten to watch you guys grow up, you know, over the last 10 years, like I said, almost. And, you know, I enjoy when I get knocks on the door and it's you or your brother, mm-hmm, and you're like, hey, man, you got a leaf blower. Or, hey, can I borrow your weed whacker? And it's cool that we've been able to develop that bond as neighbors. And obviously with the passing of your father, you know, we feel a certain obligation to keep an eye on you guys too, because, mm-hmm, we love your dad and we love all your brothers and sisters, and we really enjoy that we get to kind of still be like a community, mm-hmm, with you. So I think it's also important to talk about your community is pretty big, like I mentioned, having 8 siblings.
Yeah.
So how has this experience brought you guys together? Is it strengthened your relationship with them, or is it, you know, tumultuous, or how do you guys feel in the house?
I think it made us stronger as a family, and it made us get along a lot better.
Yeah.
Than before.
Yeah, so it's just sort of like a common struggle that, mm-hmm, kind of reaffirms. I like that. So do you kind of consider yourself like the patriarch of the house now? Is that kind of your role? With, you know, without maybe getting the official name tag?
Yeah.
Is that kind of what you feel like, the responsible one to take care of everything?
A little bit. I know my older sister is still the boss, but
yeah,
I still feel like I'm in charge as well, you know?
Yeah, no, trust me. I know I got, you know, a woman running my house up too. So we're never quite in charge.
No.
We do what we can. We do what we can. So obviously losing, you know, both parents, and you talked about your dad struggled with like anxiety and depression. Do you feel like that's something you're struggling with, or at least temporarily did you, or is that something you're concerned about?
100%. I do have depression. I do have anxiety. I do have PTSD from 2 years ago when my dad passed. I do struggle with that now still. But I'm on medication for it as well.
So yeah, you're addressing it.
Yep.
Yep. And I think that's important to highlight, that people struggle with depression and anxiety all the time. It's not something to be embarrassed about or ashamed about. It's a natural thing that happens. And the only thing you can do is tackle it head on and address those things so they don't get out of control. And all of a sudden you lose yourself to this. And, you know, we've had depression and anxiety in our families. And, you know, I had a cousin that really was bipolar and struggled with a lot of that and never quite got to that point where he treated himself.
Mm-hmm.
And it was sad to watch and scary to watch, because you never know if you're going to be the one that gets, mm-hmm, it next, you know? And they say for men, especially, depression primarily shows up in your late teen or late 20s and early 30s as kind of that threshold. So obviously just being aware that it runs in your family, and if you're feeling those things now and addressing it, probably puts you leaps and bounds, mm-hmm, ahead of somebody that's like just kind of assuming that it'll go away, mm-hmm, or like a phase, you know? So definitely address your mental health and depression and anxiety if you're feeling that that's something that you're going through. Do you have any advice for anyone that's, you know, going through loss at a young age, or, you know, what really helped kind of pull you out of it and get you back on track to like moving forward?
What put me forward was, well, like I said, I was a jerk 6 months before my dad, when my dad passed away. seeing that my family was struggling without me helping them cope with the passing of my dad. We were going to lose the house. My sister wanted to sell it because we were not paying our bills on time. We were not doing what adults should do. So that kind of brought me to the light, saying, I need to get my shit together and get a hold of myself and help my family out and treat my depression and anxiety to the minimum that I need to do.
So essentially kind of leading by example.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's a great way to put it. You know, it's one of those things that it took me a long time, even as a 40-year-old man now, to like figure out how to be an adult mm-hmm. and how to pay bills and how to like do it correctly and on time. And, you know, it's a skill set that you have to work at and you got to practice. And being forced to do that at a young age, like when I was 24, I was an idiot. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm still kind of an idiot, but yeah, at 24, it was like, you know, a foreign language, yeah. you know, but at that point I had already had, you know, Luke, who was mm-hmm. 2 years old at the time. And, you know, so same thing on a level of where I kind of was forced to have to do that, but not because I didn't have like support or backup or like I could still call my dad and say, hey, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
What's an escrow account mm-hmm. or, you know, yeah. so it's, you know, I understand that that was probably like trial by fire. And it was one of those things that, you know, they threw you to the wolves and you had yeah. to figure it out. But I like that you decided that you weren't going to let your sisters and brothers struggle and you didn't want to see them not cope either. And in order to help them, you figured out how to do what an adult does, mm. you know, for lack of a better term. So I commend you on that, man. It's a lot of responsibility and it's quite frankly overwhelming
yeah.
when you like sit down and go through finances and how to pay bills. And, you know, then it's stuff even like when you come over, you're like, how do we turn our sprinklers back
yeah.
on? Things like, and those things, there's no book on it. Mm-hmm. You know, you just have to kind of, you learn by just going through things. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I always love giving you those pieces of advice, but I think, and I see you guys out there all the time, you know, painting the house and inside and, you know, pressure washing, like you're doing things that are really responsible. And I know that your mom and dad would both mm-hmm. be very, very proud of you guys. And watching you guys grow and do like these adult things, it's a reminder of how quickly time does go by. Because like I said, when I first met you, you guys were little guys
yeah.
just running around there, you know, not a care in the world, just playing football and soccer and, you know, whatever we did out in the streets. So it's, you know, it's the passage of time mm-hmm. happens whether we're ready for it or not.
Yeah.
And I think you've taken that responsibility to heart and I think you've done a tremendous job and I'm real proud of you.
Well, thank
so,
you.
Yeah, absolutely, man. So, what's kind of the future looking like for you now? Obviously, school is on the horizon. You're mm-hmm. looking to get your nursing degree. You got the whole herd living over there. Yeah. Is this something that you think you will sell the house? And do you have any plans to like move or kind of where do you see yourself in 5-10 years?
Of course, in 5 or 10 years, I see myself as a nurse, of course, helping my patients. And I love my job.
Yeah.
I love helping people. But I still see myself maybe living in the house next door, hopefully raising my family, if not, working nonstop like I always do.
So if I'm correct on my social media stalking, it looks like you do have a girlfriend.
I do have a girlfriend.
Okay, yeah, so that wasn't always the case. I mean, you've had a few here and there, but I know Michael's been kind of the longest running one over there with his girlfriend, who's now his fiance. Congrats, Mike. So tell us a little bit about your girlfriend.
She's great. She takes care of me like she always does. She's a big inspiration to me. She helps me when I need it or when I'm sad and depressed.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, she's going to be an EMT.
Okay. So you not only share romantic interests, but also professional ones.
Yes, sir.
So that's cool. Yeah. And I think that's another thing to highlight, you know, when you are struggling and if you do have a significant other or if you are a significant other to someone that is struggling, that support can be tremendous. Mm-hmm. And it's important to be like a team in, you know, it's a partnership, you know, you're a partner with that person. And it's not always, you know, they say, well, like it's got to be 50-50, but that's never the case. Like sometimes you've got to give more than 50. It should be 100-100, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm sure you pick her up when she's down and stuff, mm-hmm. and that makes for a solid team. But it's nice to have that person that you can be vulnerable with. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's certainly been a blessing in my life being married. Just celebrated 15 years of marriage. So,
congrats.
Yes, I know. It feels like 100. Don't tell her I said that. Zip. But no, it's great, but it's nice to have that core partner that you can rely on for everything. So I'm excited, and I was excited when I saw your, I think it was Snapchat or Facebook, one of two, but you posted like, this is my new girlfriend, or we're doing great. And I was like, oh man, it makes my little heart happy. So, you know, again, like I said, it's just the passage of time. You don't think about it. You blink and all of a sudden I got gray hair and my kids are graduating high school.
Exactly.
And you guys are in your 20s now and my dog is 13. Oh, Bowser's getting so old.
I know.
It's like crazy.
It is.
And, you know, I think that you've been an inspiration to my family, you know, your guys' whole squad over there, just how you've bounced back from that experience. So as your neighbor and your, go-to old man of the neighborhood that you can count on for tools and stuff. I want you to know that we do talk about you guys, and we're really proud of where you've gone, where you've come to from where you were. So we notice, and you know, we talk to some of the other neighbors around, and you know, it's always such high regards to your whole family. So I want you to know that that's definitely something that is said behind your back. It's all good things. We love you guys.
That means a lot.
Yeah, and you know, I'm proud of your hard work of getting back to school. You know, I know, and I know Michael's finally working now, and you know, Daniel, hoorah, out in the Marines.
Hoorah.
Yeah, and where is he stationed at?
He's in North Carolina, but he went to Mississippi for training.
Okay. Yeah, and we just saw him. He was in town a couple weeks ago, or last weekend?
Last weekend,
yeah. So, Daniel, be safe out there, young man. We're very proud of you, too, and thank you for your service, and all your servicemen and women out there also. We appreciate you guys very much. And I know he's enjoying the military, and
he's
it suits him well.
Yeah,
and he's got this awesome like 1970s motorcycle cop mustache now, and that's pretty impressive. Yeah, because I never thought you'd grow a mustache.
No, nope.
So you know it's cool to see, and I know that you have had a lot of struggles, but I think you're doing everything right, and I think that your dad and your mom looking down would be very proud of you, and they couldn't do it better themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think they instilled a lot of great values in you guys, and it shows. And, with that, just kind of, any final thoughts you'd like to share on that experience or anyone that's, you know, going through a loss?
Well, if you're out there dealing with depression or anxiety, or if you have any PTSD, you're not alone. There's a lot of support system out there that you could get. You have your family, you have friends. You could legit call a neighbor for help or advice on everything. Like I said, you're not alone. You may feel alone, but in reality, you're not. That's just your mind. That's your mind telling you that you're alone, but you're not. And if you're dealing with a loss at a young age, like I was when I lost my mom when I was 7, and I lost my dad at 22, it's hard. It's very difficult to deal with, especially at a young age and being responsible. But you got this. Yeah, make sure to take care of yourselves and be responsible for your adulthood.
And I like also that you're talking about, like, you know, reach out to your network, your community. Like, find somebody that can talk to you and listen to you. Sometimes just getting it off your chest is huge, and just saying it out loud and letting the tears come. And it's not only necessary, it's important. You have to do those things. And, you know, the grief comes in stages, obviously. And to be able to accept it can take a long time, but it helps when you have someone to really kind of vent with. So,
exactly.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to leave that is, look into your community, and also as a member of a community, keep an eye out for people that might be struggling, because you never know what people are going through at home. You never know what people are going through in their daily lives. And if you are blind to that, you might miss an opportunity to help somebody that you care about because you're too focused on what you're doing. And obviously we got to take care of ourselves, but keep an eye out for your neighbors and your loved ones. And certainly, if you have mental health issues or struggles, address them. I know that that's not always easy. A lot of times when you're struggling with your mental health, you don't feel like you have a problem. It's everyone else around you is the problem. But, you know, trust the people that are close to you and care for you. And, you know, sometimes they see things that you don't. So just always be willing to look in the mirror and say, like, what can I do to be better for myself too?
Exactly.
So, and part of that is taking care of your family and taking grief and loss head on. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Also, if you're a man out there, you're not weak. If you come forward with depression or anxiety, you're not weak. It means you're strong. So come forward, people, please, because I don't want to lose any brothers or sisters out there. So please come forward.
Yeah, and I love the way you put that, because we as men have this sort of machismo about mm-hmm. us where it's like no tears, no none of this.
We're
and
so
this old stoic 1940s men that, you know, you, not a tear is allowed out of your mm-hmm. eyes. And that's just not true. I mean, we have all of the same emotions as anybody, and it's healthy for us to get them out and to not be afraid of that. So I'm glad that you ended with that. That was a cool way to do it. And obviously for all our ladies out there too, please take care of yourself as well.
Yes, please.
But with that in mind, I think that's a really nice way to end this. And I appreciate you coming on to the Measuring Post and sharing your story. I know it's something that's difficult to talk about.
Yeah.
Especially because, you know, your dad was only a couple years ago. And obviously time heals all wounds. Mm-hmm. It never truly does. It just kind of lessens the impact of your thoughts on them.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, losing your mom even in 2007, I'm sure it's still daily thoughts and weekly thoughts of missing her and loving her. And, you know, you sharing that again for not only young people going through loss, but the men in the world and the women in the world, it's an inspiration to others to feel free like they can come forward mm-hmm. and share their stories. So use this as an opportunity and a venue to express yourself and get your feelings out there. And it's okay to be vulnerable in a moment, because that just means you're dealing with your emotions in a healthy way and you're growing. So, Jacob, I appreciate you on the Measuring Post, sir.
So
I'm proud of you.
Me.
And I know your mom and dad are proud of you, too.
It means a lot.
Yep. Thank you.